Our second reading ended with the sentence, "So faith, hope, and love remain. But the greatest of these is love." Faith, hope, and love are the three theological virtues that are infused into us by God. So why is love the greatest of the theological virtues? Why is love greater than faith and hope? Get an answer? Do, 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 do. All right. Now let's see if you got the right answer. Or I should say the answer I'm looking for. You probably answer this a number of different ways. Starting with faith, what is it? If you look at faith from a sort of a secular perspective, you might say, well, it's to believe something on which nothing is based upon, something just totally made up. A secular understanding of faith can also confuse faith with trust or confidence. I have faith in you. I have faith that the Broncos or Panthers will win the Super Bowl. I got to go both sides in that, right? So anyway, however, these understandings are not the theological faith that St. Paul is writing about. Faith is the reasonable trust that something is true, even if it cannot be absolutely certified. Faith is an intelligent and informed conviction, not an arbitrary one. St. Anselm, 13th century theologian, had a great saying. He said, "Faith seeking reason." Our faith is informed by the scientific world. How can you know metaphysics unless you know physics? It's informed by philosophy, which allows us to move from what we can see, putting together beautiful syllogisms, and then come up with information we didn't have before. We can move from the physical world to the supernatural world just by observing the world around us. So, once we have this understanding, then God reaches down, if you will, with revelation to reveal to us those truths that we could never know on our own. So through science and philosophy, we can have an understanding of a higher power, if you will. But it's through revealed faith that we come to know that that higher power is our Lord Jesus Christ. Next, we move to hope. A secular understanding of hope is a feeling or expectation or desire that something will happen. You might say, "I really hope the Broncos or Panthers will win the Super Bowl. I really hope I can have a jelly donut for dessert tonight." But we know that this may not happen. The team we want to win the Super Bowl might not win. Or that jelly donut that we really want to have for dessert tonight might not materialize. So theological hope, however, looks towards our eternal happiness, which is that union with God in heaven for all eternity. So everything that happens, every encounter that we have, has to be understood, seen through this lens. We don't struggle with the good things that move us towards God, but theological hope allows us to know that God can redeem the bad things that happen in our life. This is not to say that God is the author of evil. We've talked about this before. Evil is the deprivation of goodness. But theological hope allows us to look at Christ on the cross and not just see an innocent man being put to death, but also see the forgiveness of sins, which again is the means to our eternal happiness. Hope allows us to know that no matter what happens, good or bad, if we allow God to work in our lives, God can use this towards our ultimate good. So our hope must always be in God, not another person and not anything created. This is not to say that we can't have helpers in our hope. God can use a family member, a spouse, a friend, I don't know, some immaterial object to help us on our way. But our ultimate hope should always be with God. So before we get to love, so again, a little quick review. Theological faith says that God exists. Theological hope says God is the source of all goodness, and that goodness is that perfect union with God. So now let's turn to love. A secular understanding of love allows us to experience many types of love. Familial love, friendship, romantic. A secular understanding of love starts to even look at that theological love we're going to move to. Because a secular understanding of love can understand unconditional love, can understand sacrificial love. That's the love that points us to the theological love that we have for God. God says, I love you unconditionally because you are my child. If we do wrong, of course, he wants us to repent and come back. And he showed us the sacrifices he was willing to go to for that forgiveness of sins, giving up his own life so that we could live. So we are called to have the same love of God. We are called to love God above all things. Again, this doesn't mean that we cannot love other people. In fact, the more we love God, the more we are in right relationship with God, the more we are able to love neighbor and love self, because we start to see that divine love and are moved to share that with others. Our love with God will be sacrificial at times. God may say, I want you to put your will aside, and I want you to do what I would like you to do. God may say, here is a cross that I'm asking you to carry. God may say, I would like you to go help that person who is carrying his cross. So we can see this beautiful theological love that St. Paul is speaking about. So again, quick review. Theological faith says God exists. Theological hope says God is the source of all goodness. And theological love is that perfect love that God has for us. These three virtues are very much interrelated. And in this world, if one of them is taken out of the picture, eventually the others will crumble. So now let's get back to our question. Why is love greater than faith and hope? You still have an answer? Nobody has an answer? You guys awake? All right. Did your answer change from beginning to end? If it did, talk to me afterwards. Anyway, so here it is. Here's the answer that I was looking for. Love is greater than faith and hope because in heaven, there is no faith. There is no faith in heaven because we're standing right in front of God. We see God as he is. There are no questions that aren't answered. Therefore, there is no faith in heaven. How about hope? Is there hope in heaven? No. There is no hope in heaven. Again, hope is saying that perfect union with God. When we're in heaven, we've accomplished that goal. So in heaven, there is no hope. What about love? Is love in heaven? Absolutely. Perfect love, that love of God. 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. The very essence of God's nature is love. So in heaven, we will experience perfect love, infinite love. I know for me, it's hard to wrap my mind around what that would look like. But I'll give you an exercise for you for whenever long you want to work on it. Think about the greatest experience of love you've ever had so far in your life. Then multiply that by infinity. It's just so mind-boggling for me to try to wrap my mind around the most incredible love I've experienced times infinity. But that's what God has for us. That's what heaven is. A love beyond all comprehension. There's no love that we will experience here on earth, as beautiful as the loves that we do experience, that can come close to what God has for us. And this is why St. Paul writes, but the greatest of the three theological virtues is love.